Good afternoon. Prepare to enter the home zone with your host, Jeff Potter, from North Point Bank, an equal housing lender. Today's show is being brought to you by Art Realty and TransNation Title. From buying to selling to maintaining your home, every aspect of home ownership is covered in the home zone on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
Hey, hey, it's Tuesday at 12:30, and you're in the zone, the home zone. I'm your host, Jeff Potter, with North Point Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. I'm here today with Jim Lambert at Art Realty. Hey, Jimmy, how are you?
Hey, Jeff, doing fine this beautiful day.
Doing great. Jimmy Lambert, as you know, he's often imitated, never duplicated, every schoolgirl's dream, every mother's nightmare. We're so glad that you're here, Jimmy.
That's very true.
Well, I kind of get you boosted up. I've been practicing my radio over the weekend. I wanted to give you kind of the big intro. So, hey, guys, so glad that you're here. We got a big show today. We're actually going to have Energy Star on, which will be kind of fun. But before we get into that, as you know, Art Realty is one of our sponsors. And Art Realty, list for less with Art Realty's flat fee structure. And, Jimmy, what do you got going on at Art Realty?
Well, we have actually a very good seminar coming up for buyers, sellers, and investors. So on August 28th at the Howard Miller Library, we're going to cover how to get pre-approved for a mortgage, how to sell your house for less, and if you've got the money and you want to invest in real estate, we're going to cover that as well. So
kind of all in one. If you're a first-time home buyer, you want to come on out to get pre-approved. But if you have a home and you want to sell your home or you're looking to invest, it's all in one at the Howard Miller Library with Art Realty. And what was that date again, Jim?
That's August 28th. And if you're interested, you can email Christine at artrealty.com or call her at 616-886-0941. To get registered, because I'm sure we'll have a full house.
Absolutely. Well, that's great. I know I'll be there helping folks out, talking about getting pre-approved, and we hope to see you there. So now, on the big show, we have Brian from Energy Star. Brian, are you there?
I am here.
All right.
Oh, darn. Wait.
Hold
on
a second.
I'm in the wrong place here.
We're live, folks.
He
live radio,
here.
Right, for better or worse.
Are you still there, Brian?
I'm here.
Yay.
There we go. Brian, welcome to the home zone. We're so glad that you're here. So, Brian, the last few weeks on the home zone, we have been talking about energy saving tips, everything from rebates to geothermal systems, just really how can people save money by being more energy efficient. And one of the terms that keeps coming up is Energy Star. And to be quite frank with you, now I did some research on Energy Star, so I'm a little bit more astute as far as what Energy Star is, but I don't think for many people, they know what is Energy Star and what do you guys do? So thanks for coming on, and I guess I'll just lead that right off. Bri, what do you guys do over there?
First of all, thanks a lot for having me on the show. It's a real pleasure. And basically Energy Star is a voluntary energy efficiency program that promotes more energy-efficient homes, buildings, and products. And I think most consumers are familiar with the blue Energy Star label that they see on their refrigerator that they buy or their dishwasher or their computer. That's the most common way people interact with the Energy Star program is through buying consumer products like those. But essentially, we form partnerships with companies like product manufacturers, home builders, commercial real estate developers, and we develop energy efficiency standards for those folks to produce their products to meet those and build homes to meet those energy efficiency standards so that consumers can lead a more energy efficient lifestyle without having to understand what goes behind an energy efficient dishwasher or an energy efficient home, for example. It just makes it, Energy Star makes it really easy for consumers just by looking for the blue Energy Star label.
I like it. You guys do all the heavy lifting for us, and then that way we just kind of know if it's got the Energy Star label, it's good. You know,
exactly.
We just say, yeah, it's good. Now, Energy Star, it's actually a division of the government, correct? Is it a division of the Environmental Protection Agency?
Yes, you're correct. It is a program that's administered by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency.
Okay, and it looks like it was established in 1992 under the Clean Air Section 103. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. Yeah, you did your research.
I know. I understand. You ask me anything about Energy Star, I'm ready to go. Jim, just ask me a question. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Don't even try.
You know, but it's funny. The reason that we had you on the Home Zone is because, again, Jim is a real estate salesman, and I obviously do mortgages as well as the radio show. But for so many of our clients, you know, saving money is so important. And I think one of the most overlooked ways to save money is by becoming more energy efficient. I mean, for example, there are companies here in Michigan through Energy United, through Jim Quain, who we had on, that will actually give rebates for people to make their home more energy efficient. So, like I said, I appreciate what you guys do. I think it's pretty amazing that the government spends money for you guys to basically help us save money, which is great. And I don't know if they did a branding study or not, but I got to believe that the Energy Star logo is pretty well known, wouldn't you think, Brian?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. We've done a couple of studies of that, and we determined that over 85% of consumers are familiar with the Energy Star brand. So it's very well recognized in the marketplace.
Okay. Now, Energy Star covers a bunch of different things. I mean, literally, we could spend hours on what you guys do there. But today, we just wanted to talk about some of the new home stuff and then some of the product stuff, like when you go to Lowe's or Menards. By the way, Jimmy, we got to bill them for that free plug.
Good luck.
Right. And you're buying a microwave or a dishwasher. So now, question, how does an actual product get the Energy Star certification?
Very good question. In order for a product to earn the Energy Star certification, it's got to be third-party certified, which means that it gets tested in an EPA-recognized laboratory. So there's this upfront testing process that happens. In addition, there's a percentage of all Energy Star products that are subject to what's called off-the-shelf verification every year. And the goal of that sort of testing is to ensure the changes or differences in the manufacturing process don't undermine a product's qualification for the Energy Star requirements.
So really, in essence, Energy Star doesn't actually test the things, but you go out to a third-party vendor, so that way you know that it's not owned by Samsung or LG or any of these places. They're completely independent. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct, yes.
Okay. Well,
I have a question.
Sure, go ahead.
If somebody buys an Energy Star rated product or appliance, is there a way to get a rebate on it, or the savings are just realized on your electric bill?
Well, yes, you do get the energy savings on the electric bill for as long as you own that product. But there are places that do offer rebates. It's very regional.
Okay.
So the best place to look is probably your local utility, which often promotes energy-efficient products by offering rebates. There's a website that people can go to as well. It's called DSIRE.USA.org, and that site allows people to search, I think, by state for any sort of incentives or rebates or local state tax credits or federal credits or whatever.
Can you repeat the website?
Yes, it's a D as in dog, S as in Sam, I R E U S A, Desire USA, basically.
Okay.
And then .org.
.org. Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure I had it right.
Absolutely. Go out on the web. Save some money. You know, we live in Holland, and we are a thrifty bunch of folks. So if we can save some money, we're certainly going to do it. You know, right now, Brian, I want you to hang around with us. Actually, folks, we're actually coming to our first break already. Time is just flying. You're listening to The Home Zone here on 1450 WHTC, Holland's News Leader. I'm Jeff Potter from North Point Bank. We'll talk to you in a few. You're back here on the Home Zone on 1450 WHTC, Holland's News Leader. I am Jeff Potter from North Point Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. We are talking to Brian over at Energy Star. We also have Jim from Art Realty and Diane as well. And we're all kind of here talking about ways to save money and talking about Energy Star. Brian, thanks for sticking with us, bud.
Absolutely.
Okay, so that's kind of, before we went on the break, we talked about what products have to do, and they go through an independent third-party verification, which I think is pretty neat. But also Energy Star, you guys also do Energy Star-approved new homes. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay, so kind of, can you walk me through the process of, you know, what does it take to be, now granted, you're not obviously going to be able to go line by line, but just an essence of what it takes to be an Energy Star approved home.
Sure, absolutely. Very similar to Energy Star certified products, a home, in order for a home to earn the Energy Star label, it also has to go through a third-party verification. So it's a completely third-party independent verification to make sure a home is built to Energy Star requirements. And those requirements include a package of core energy efficiency requirements that go into every Energy Star certified home. In addition, every Energy Star home has to include features from four checklists, what we call them. And those checklists are there to ensure that the home is comfortable, durable, and energy efficient. And the checklists cover items such as what we call thermal enclosure, which is essentially the windows, the roof, the walls, the foundation, making sure that that's sealed and keeping the outside air out and keeping the inside air in the house. There's also a quality checklist for the HVAC system that gets installed, as well as a water management checklist, which essentially is there to protect the home from any sort of water, bulk water, or moisture damage. So those things all go into an Energy Star certified home.
Yeah, and I noticed here, actually, I went to, is it energystar.gov? That's the correct address for you guys, right? Website?
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, and I actually pulled down the Energy Star certification or certified homes version. But one question for Jim. Jim, if you have a client, you know, you're out there in the market, you're selling lots of real estate. Do people take notice if they have a home or they buy a home that's Energy Star approved?
We haven't seen that, but the one thing I was going to ask Brian that we are starting to see more of, and we actually have a company in the building we're in that does thermal energy for homes, and we're starting to see that more, more in homes around here. Is that something you're starting to see more use of?
You're talking about geothermal technology?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do see more and more of that happening. Right up there with solar and other renewable energy sources. It's getting more and more popular for sure. Geothermal is not a requirement in Energy Star certified home, mm-hmm. But it can obviously help you become more energy efficient.
Right, it helps you save money. Well, one of the things I encourage people to go to energystar.gov. There's just a ton of information. We'll kind of get into that in a little bit. But one of the things I think that's neat about the new home is they actually have a HERS Raider go out through it. And now, those of you who've listened to the show, you know we've had HERS Raiders on here before where they do the blower door tests, and they really talk about the energy efficiency of a home. And with HERS Raiders, that's pretty much, I guess that really is part of the report here. How much weight do you put on that?
HERS rating is a required part of an Energy Star certified home. So every home is HERS rated. Okay. And the HERS raters are the ones who do the third-party independent inspection and testing of every Energy Star certified home. So we rely very heavily on the HERS raters and the HERS ratings.
Mm-hmm. Now, if somebody says, hey, look, you know what, I really want to build an Energy Star home, is there a way for the average consumer to go, or a website or a place for them to go to try to find approved Energy Star partners?
Yes, absolutely. We have a whole list of Energy Star home builder partners. You can go to energystar.gov/partner-locator, all one word. That's energystar.gov/partner-locator.
Okay, and then if there are any builders listening, if they want to get certified as an Energy Star partner, is there continuing education or a course that they have to go through, or how does a builder get certified with Energy Star?
Yeah, it's pretty simple. There's an online partnership application that they fill out and submit to us electronically. We review it, and if approved, the builder next step for the builder would be to go through an online Energy Star training course, if you will.
Okay.
And that's completely free. It's basically an orientation into the Energy Star program, what the builder's expectations are, and what, you know, know, what we promise to the builder as far as promoting them on our website and providing them with recognition opportunities for building Energy Star certified homes. And then in order to remain an active partner, builders have to commit to building at least one Energy Star certified home every year, basically.
Okay. And now, how would a radio program with two great hosts become Energy Star approved? Oh, wait, it's time for a break. You're listening to 1450 WHTC, Holland's News Leader. You're on the Zone, the Home Zone, with Jeff Potter at North Point Bank. We'll be back in just a few moments. You're back here on the Home Zone here on 1450 WHTC, Holland's News Leader. I am Jeff Potter from North Point Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. That phone beeping in the background might have been Brian from Energy Star. We may have lost him. Gotta love it, folks. Live radio, for better or for worse. By the way, if you want to hear the podcast, you can always hear it at www.whtc.com. Or if you have questions, you can give us a call at 395-1450. So before we went to the break, and before we lost Brian, we were talking about Energy Star homes, and when we get him back on the phone here, we got a couple questions for him. But Jim, as we were talking about in the break, I really do think that Energy Star homes, especially the more and more as it becomes more popular, it's going to be more of a selling tool for a home. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I definitely agree, because, I mean, like anybody, you should be concerned about the environment and anything we can do from a homeowner standpoint to help the environment, and ultimately over the long haul, it's got to save you, you know, dollars on your energy costs.
Absolutely. When it comes right down to it, really, that's what it's all about, is saving, you know, it's saving dollars. I mean, as good as the economy is right now, I think it makes sense if, you know, little things like switching to LED light bulbs, you know, beyond the rebates that you have available. But again, energy consumption and having it cost you less, I mean, that's the end game goal, is to live for less, spend less money. So
yeah,
looks
true.
Like it sounds like we got Brian back on the line here. As we said, folks, live radio for better or worse, and we'll be bringing him on here in just a second. And Diane, do we have him back on the line?
Oh, I think so.
Okay, hold on here. Let's see.
There he is. Hello.
Brian, are you back?
I am back. Thank you.
All right. Well, while you were gone, I let everybody know that you had confirmed that Energy Star is a big fan of the Home Zone. We're an Energy Star approved radio station, a radio program, the favorite of the EPA. I hope you don't mind. I got to take some liberties there. But anyway, coming back, thanks. Sorry about that. Like we tell everybody, we are live radio for better or worse.
It takes your chances.
Right. Take your chances. So, Jim Lambert had a really good question while we were on the break. Go ahead, Jim. Go ahead and answer that.
Hey, Brian, question. I don't know if you guys done research or not, but do you have, like, some type of dollar figure on energy savings? Like, if you had a 2,000-square-foot home, you could save $100 a month. I mean, I know we're helping the environment, but is there a dollar savings you guys can tie to that?
We've done some internal cost and savings analyses, and what we did was we kind of modeled some typical homes across various climate regions, and then sort of averaged out what the incremental cost savings looked like compared to a home built to the 2009 IECC, the International Energy Conservation Code. And our estimates show that an Energy Star certified home can save about $300 or so over a code-built home. That may not sound like a whole lot, especially when you consider the price of a house, but over time, over the years of ownership of that house, those dollar savings add up, and they continue to add up for as long as you own that house. So that's the point that we like to make about that.
Right, and plus, as we were saying before Diane rudely hung up on you, that the more and more we do Energy Star houses, you know, it's going to be a marketable thing for real estate agents to say, hey, you know, if you've got two houses on XYZ Main Street and they're both ranches, one's an Energy Star ranch and one's not, obviously you're going to save more money. So I definitely think that there's value. Now, if you go to EnergyStar.gov, I kind of was poking around on your website a little bit. You guys have a ton of information out there for homeowners. I'll tell you, it's unreal. Everything from changing your air filter regularly to tune up your HVAC equipment yearly. And I've noticed here you've got finding the right contractor, 10 tips. I mean, you guys really, there's a wealth of information on that website.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. We do. We try and make it a good effort to put out all kinds of ways for consumers to save energy. And I think the site that you're looking at is something we just recently launched called My Energy Star, which is basically a personalized way for consumers to go online and find ways that they can save energy, and they can also track their activity. So if they, say, you know, replace 5 light bulbs with Energy Star LED light bulbs, they can input that information into My Energy Star, track that, and also possibly qualify for some future incentives down the road.
That's that. You're speaking my language. Qualify for incentives. That sounds like money to me. But either that or possibly a Energy Star coffee mug. But either way, something free and something exciting. Well, guys, I can't believe it, but we've actually come to the end of the show. Brian, I really appreciate you taking the time. I know that you're super, super busy. We're so glad that you spent some time with us. Jimmy, any final thoughts here on Energy Star?
Nope, I just want to thank you as well. I know that you're busy over on that side, and we're definitely busy on this side selling homes, and we need homes. Give me a call.
There you go. And remember, folks, Art's doing the Home Buyer Seminar. When is that again?
That is August 29.
August 29.
Excuse me, 28.
Okay.
Live
Brian.
Radio again.
Right, live radio.
I wanted to let Brian say the website again.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, please.
Oh, yeah, thank you. It's energystar.gov.
And the other one, the Desire?
DesireUSA.org.
But it's spelled D-S-I-R-E, no E there at the beginning, right?
That's correct.
Okay. DS. Okay. Good deal. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right. So if you desire to save money, go to the Desire website and see. There you go. You like that? That Radio for Dummies book is really working out for me.
That's good. It's about time.
So, again, you're listening to 1450 WHTC. We're bringing the Home Zone for the 29th here to a close. We'll be back next week. I am Jeff Potter from North Point Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Thanks for joining us this afternoon for the Home Zone with your host, Jeff Potter from North Point Bank, an equal housing lender. Today's show has been brought to you by TransNation Title and Art Realty. If you'd like to hear today's show again, go to our website for the podcast, WHTC.com. And join us every Tuesday at 12:30 for the Home Zone on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.